Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Today is Thursday. Weekend's almost here. The week is almost up. There's so much in the news. Trump turning himself in at 7:30, right in the middle of my show, 7:30 Eastern Time today in Fulton County, Georgia. The greatest president of the 21st century, as Vivek Ramaswamy said in the debate yesterday, the greatest president of the century, turning himself in for arrest for the fourth time in just the last 4 months. The most incredible insanity has gripped this country. No one could have ever imagined this if you asked the Founding Fathers, if you asked Eisenhower, MacArthur, Patton, the people of World War II who fought the Great War, the greatest generation. They wouldn't believe you. Can you imagine FDR being arrested from his wheelchair? Can you imagine Truman being thrown in a prison cell? Can you imagine John F. Kennedy, the Republican, saying, let's arrest Kennedy? This is insanity, but it's not. It's sickness. It's communism. There's a communist thug attack upon the United States of America, and they just keep making Trump stronger and stronger. And the lie you've been told is that, oh, it's because they want him to be the nominee because he can't win. Well, then how come they've changed their strategy to not just indictment, but disqualification? How come the smartest Democrat minds in America are all jumping on the disqualification train? Oh, Trump can't possibly be allowed to run for president. He's disqualified. I guess I was right. They're scared to death of him, because if they wanted him to run, and that was the point of the indictments, then they wouldn't be disqualifying him. They'd be thrilled he's running. Wow. Sometimes even I get sick of how right I am. So, the latest Florida poll, after I watched the debate last night, I said, who won the debate? I wrote the commentary this morning. It went viral. Everyone's talking about it. I said, Trump, and Trump won the debate. And Vivek Ramaswamy, and I don't think I'm pronouncing his name right, because it turns out even though everyone, including me, when I had him as my guest 3-4 months ago, I called him Vivek Ramaswamy. He said it rhymes with cake, so it's Vivek Ramaswamy, but it's not easy remembering that or pronouncing that. So I may keep calling him Vivek Ramaswamy. It's a lot easier. But he was the runner-up winner of the debate. Trump was the winner by a landslide. The most people watched an interview in the history of the world, 217 million and counting, watched the Trump interview with Tucker Carlson. This is the most insane. Things that are happening in the world now are so insane and so wild. It's such a roller coaster ride. It's unbelievable. No interview has ever been more watched in the history of the world. Over 217 million views. And I haven't heard ratings yet, but I'm guessing that's because nobody watched the Fox News debate. And I keep saying DeSantis is finished, completely finished. Did you say something to me, Chris? 12.8 million watched it. That is funny. That is hilarious. My one of my best friends, Lee, down in Florida, asked me to predict how many watched it a few minutes ago, and I texted him 10 to 12 million. He said, where do you get numbers like that? I said, well, the highest rated presidential primary debate ever, in other words, not Trump against Hillary, but Trump and all the other candidates running in the GOP primary, the highest rated debate ever on Fox News was 24 million back in 2016, or actually at that point it was 2015, was 24 million tuned in to watch Trump. So I said it's got to be half of that or at best, so it's probably 10 to 12 million. What a great guess by me. So 10 to 12 million watched Trump, and 200 plus, excuse me, watch the GOP debate without Trump, and 217 million plus and counting every hour, millions more are tuning in all around the world. By the time we're done, it'll probably be 300, 400, 500 million are going to watch the Trump interview all over the world, while 12 million watch it on TV. Wow. Here's my, so anyway, I was going to tell you that DeSantis is finished. I knew that before the debate. And now I say it again after the debate. DeSantis is finished. The latest poll is out from Florida. From Florida. DeSantis is the governor of Florida. They're his people. It's his state. He's down by 39 to Donald Trump in Florida. 39 points to Donald Trump in Florida. He's almost down by 40 in Florida. Can you imagine the people of Florida don't like Ron DeSantis? I think he's probably the greatest governor in history. And he's their governor. But they don't like him anymore because they don't like how disloyal he's been to Trump. And they don't like what he's been saying about Trump. And so Ron DeSantis has gone from the most popular governor ever to the most unpopular, and he's down 39 in his own state. Trump running away with it. No wonder they want to disqualify him. The indictments are working. They're absolutely bouncing back like a boomerang on the Democrats. So now they got to try this disqualify stuff, or they got to try and kill him. Just as Tucker said last night, if the indictments are working, I guess they're going to kill you. What's to stop them from killing you, he asked Trump. The biggest winner, here's my column that came out this morning. I wrote it at 5 this morning. Notice I never say I write it last night. I go to bed, and I wake up at 5, and I write it. When my mind is clear in the morning, I'm a morning person. I'm not a night person. The biggest winners of the GOP debate night, Trump, assist to Vivek, and the biggest loser, the out-of-touch GOP. We learned several things in the GOP debate last night. Donald J. Trump was the biggest winner by a mile. First, he won by not showing up and having to lower himself to fight the entire gang of also-rans who won his old job. Big win for just making that brilliant decision. Second, by not participating, Trump won by taking all the attention away from the competition. Most of America's conservative voters didn't show up. They instead watched Trump on Twitter, thereby depriving anyone on that stage of making up ground on Trump's 40-plus lead. Even I wouldn't have imagined he had a 40-plus lead or a 40-point or so lead in Florida. Third, I predicted only days ago that Trump on Twitter would destroy the GOP debate ratings. Trump did not disappoint. Well over 170 million watched Tucker interview Trump on Twitter. Now it's over 200 million. More people watched Trump than voted in the 2020 election. Amazing. Fourth, Trump won the biggest prize of all. He got revenge on Fox News. Trump on Twitter defeated the most powerful cable TV news network in America, or at least it used to be. Now it's a shell of its former pro-Trump, pro-Tucker self. Trump and Tucker together have destroyed Fox News. Stick a fork in Fox. The arrogant EU-raised Murdoch sons have no clue what real American conservatives think. This story will be studied in business school for decades to come, how two spoiled brats ran daddy's dynasty into the ground in record time with Trump derangement syndrome. How about the winner on the actual GOP debate stage? Well, none of them are ever catching Trump. So in that case, the case is shut. It's completely shut. Trump is the nominee, period. But if I have to pick a winner, it's clearly Vivek Ramaswamy. And if his name is pronounced rhyming with cake, then it might be Vivek Ramaswamy, but he's never corrected me or anyone else before until last night in an interview with Hannity. He said Vivek, and Hannity said, well, why haven't you corrected me? I keep saying Vivek. And he said, I don't know, because you just say it. It doesn't really matter. So we'll just keep calling him Vivek Ramaswamy. Does he have any chance to be president in 2024? No, but he just may be the future of the GOP. I made that exact prediction several months ago when Vivek was a guest on my Real America's Voice TV show. I saw that potential in him before anyone else. He was a joke back then with a name no one could pronounce and 1% poll ratings, but I saw the future of the GOP. Here's why. The criticism of Ramaswamy is he's like a GOP version of Obama. Too smooth, too perfect. But that's exactly what the GOP needs. I despise Obama. I believe Obama is the architect of the destruction of America. I believe Obama is the Manchurian candidate, chosen by the deep state and enemies of America to destroy this country. So no one understands how bad Obama is better than me, but I respect how Obama pulled it all off. With a nice personality, charisma, Great speaker, great personal story, a picture, perfect family, including little children, enthusiasm, and a great big smile. Obama was the perfect salesman for socialism, communism, globalism, and the devil. Satan. Pure evil. The GOP desperately needs an enthusiastic MAGA, America First, conservative, capitalist version of Obama. That makes Vivek our Obama. He, at least so far, appears to be on the right side of most every issue for conservatives and patriots. Born in America to an immigrant family, young, enthusiastic, brilliant, well-educated, picture-perfect family with young children, great smile, appeals to young voters, minority voters, immigrants, educated suburban women, and a successful capitalist businessman who made a fortune in America. Folks, you're going to argue? This is our Obama? That's bad? What's wrong with that? Vivek is what the GOP lacks and desperately needs, and you're complaining? How about his lines of the night? First, the zinger of the century. I'm the only one up here not bought and paid for by the deep state. And then the most important line ever, climate change is a hoax. Has any GOP candidate at the highest levels ever said that before? That's called raw truth. That's called a breath of fresh air. Ramaswamy is the perfect Republican salesman to explain how climate change agenda will enrich corporations, destroy America with massive debt, kill American high-paying jobs, bankrupt the middle class with unaffordable energy bills, turn our quality of life into misery, and allow China to bypass America. Vivek could actually change millions of young minds. We need a GOP version of Obama. Someone who could appeal to young people, immigrants, minorities, and educated suburban women. Or in the future, both the GOP and America are finished. Ramaswamy made his case last night. We may have found the GOP's future, and Trump may have found his VP. I'll finish this column, another couple of pages to go. I'll finish when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chris, by the way, I know we're on the air, but I found it. I found what I was looking for. I've been searching for it like a madman, and I found it just this second. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Colgate Capital, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm going to have a surprise story for Chris in a minute that's going to blow his mind. He's going to come on the air with me and lose his mind. But Colgate Capital, all of you are going to lose your mind when you hear this. Okay, Colgate Capital is, well, if it's sell physical gold and silver, they're the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So if you're going to buy gold or silver, you got to buy it from Colgate Capital. But they deliver it right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And who else could offer you $15,000 in free silver? Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate Capital today. Tell them we're sent you toll-free. 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Let me finish the last couple of paragraphs of my commentary, and then I'll tell you that surprise story I'm going to tell Chris and all of you about the Biden administration wanting to limit the consumption of alcohol in the United States. By government decree? We're going back to the 1920s? Are you serious? This is bizarre, but let me finish my story. So, listen, I pointed out that if Vivek Ramaswamy is indeed the Obama of the GOP, that's good. We need someone who can appeal to young people, immigrants, minority voters, educated suburban women, or in the future, both the GOP and America are finished. Vivek is how he says he pronounces his name, made his case last night. I'm not naive. I'm actually a cynical New Yorker. So I know Vivek Ramaswamy needs further vetting. I want him back on my Real America's Voice TV show to ask him in much more detail about his scholarship from a Soros relative,
to go to Yale Law School, his WEF award, World Economic Forum award, his views on Israel, which are dead wrong, and the COVID vaccine, because of his pharma background. I want to hear what he says about the COVID vaccine. I'll reserve total judgment till I hear all that. But if his convictions are real, if he is truly the anti-deep state candidate, if he truly made the transition from Harvard, Yale Law School, and WEF awards to conservative capitalist who hates the deep state, we may have found the GOP's future, and Trump may have found his VP. Who was the biggest loser last night? DeSantis is okay on many issues, but he is boring and lifeless. All the other candidates showcased how out of touch the GOP establishment really is on many of the issues that matter to the GOP base, and how disloyal they all are to Trump, the greatest president of my lifetime. Other than Vivek Ramaswamy, how quickly they all forgot what Trump accomplished for America and the GOP. They're all finished. Stick a fork in them. The winner was Trump, 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 and Trump, with an assist to Vivek Ramaswamy. And that's how he says it's pronounced. Vivek rhymes with cake. That's the only way I can remember it. Vivek rhymes with cake. Now, here's that story, Chris. Hold your beer. The Biden regime is considering new strict booze guidelines to pressure Americans to limit alcohol consumption. The Biden regime is not satisfied with throwing innocent Americans in prison or coming after your gas stoves in the name of climate change. Now they want you to enjoy less beer. The regime's health czar, Dr. George Kube, told the Daily Mail Thursday that the United States Department of Agriculture is strongly considering emulating Canada's alcohol advice in an attempt to pressure Americans to limit their consumption. Canada recommends their citizens consume no more than 2 drinks per week. Kube, who admits to consuming wine twice a week, thinks there are possible health benefits to such a proposal. This would mark a significant change in current U.S. guidelines, which state women can have up to 1 bottle of beer, small glass of wine, or a shot of spirit a day, while men can have 2. This means men would be urged to reduce their alcohol consumption from 14 drinks a week to just 2, while for women it would be from 7 to 2. So, look, again, nanny state, folks. They want to rule your life and control everything you do. Screw these people. Hey, Chris, are you there? I don't hear any music. How much time we have left here?
We got a minute. I'm just reacting. What is that about?
Yeah, they're just insane.
So now we're telling women how much they can drink and men how much they can drink?
Well, the good news about the article is we're not going back to prohibition. It's not saying it's the law. This reminds me of masks. Next time someone tells you there's a mask mandate, tell them to stuff it up their arse, okay? Because a mandate isn't a law. No one's ever going to make me wear a mask again. Take your masks and stuff them up your you-know-what where the sun don't shine. And if you tell someone how much they can drink, you know I don't drink. Does everybody know that? Like Trump. I'm one of the few people in the world who does not drink at all. Now that you're going to give me a limit on drinking, I think I'll start. That's how much I like government. If you tell me not to drink, I think it's time to start drinking all I want. All right, Wayne Ellery, we'll be right back.
Just like a dance, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in
class. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S.
USA News Update. New York State's trying to streamline its employment process for asylum seekers in the absence of federal action.
New York Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon says the state will connect migrants with employers so they can immediately take a job once they're authorized.
Some workers may be offered jobs before they get their working papers, but they will not be allowed to go to work until their authorizations arrive.
Migrants may have to move to other parts of the state once they find work. Emergency Commissioner Jackie Bray says the goal is to alleviate overburdened shelters.
We're going to do everything we can to increase resettlement and to increase ways to independent living rather than re-sheltering.
I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Subway is officially being acquired by a private equity firm. The restaurant chain made that announcement Thursday. They're selling the business to Rourke Capital Group. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Root's on fire. I want to remind you, being that tomorrow's Friday and I tape my Saturday show tomorrow, my Real America's Voice TV show, my monster hit, biggest show of the weekend on Real America's Voice. They now replay it four times a weekend, sometimes five times a weekend, Saturday morning at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you're here in Vegas, 9 a.m. Pacific. Real America's Voice, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne on the Root. Where do you watch Real America's Voice? Dish TV, Channel 219, Roku TV, Channel 175, Pluto TV, Channel 240, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Samsung TV, Select TV, or watch online at realamericasvoice.com, or get the app, the America's Voice app on Real America's Voice on your phone. There you go. So lots of ways to watch it. I'm also on Lindell TV every day, streamed online. Just go to frankspeech.com at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific, here in Vegas, 4 p.m. Go to frankspeech.com and click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on. And then it replays again at 10 p.m. at Brighteon TV. That's brighteon.tv. And all of this you can find at root4america.com. The sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll have our guest on. We've got a gentleman who's running for United States Congress, and even though this is a national show, I do feature some homegrown Nevada talent from time to time. We'll have him in just a second. Ron Quince running in CD1 against Dina Titus. But let me mention Spike Warrior as the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm a man of solutions. All of you know I come up with great solutions on this show. And the number one question I get asked 100 times a day is, Wayne, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? You know, it's like having a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from spikewarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and other poisons from your cells and remove them forever naturally. Turns your body into a spike protein eating machine like Pac-Man. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Two for the price of one. You get one and give one to someone you love. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR. Spikewarrior.com, promo code WAR. And then I've always got to say this disclaimer statement. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Neither is the CDC, the FDA, the AMA. They're all frauds. Who do nothing but get people sicker and send them in the wrong direction. Unbelievable. Like Maui. The police sent everybody in the wrong direction. Everybody went on a narrow road, and they all died. The only people that lived were those who disobeyed the police. All right, never listen to government. Ron Quince is with us. His friends call him Ron Q. He's a candidate for CD1, for United States Congress, and CD1 to unseat Dina Titus here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dina Titus, a very well-known liberal politician. We call her Dina Taxes. Ron Quince is a businessman, a philanthropist. His website is RonQ4U, RonQ4U.com. Ron Quince, welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show.
Hi, Wayne. How are you? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
I'm doing great, and by the way, you would be the first ever Filipino-American elected to the United States Congress in the state of Nevada, so that's a very, very big thing, and I'm sure that, actually, not just in Nevada, right? You would become the first Filipino-American ever elected to Congress, period. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir. You know, we'll be the first Filipino-American who will soon to be elected in the U.S. Congress.
Well, that would be
of the United States. How's that? Exciting, isn't it?
That would be history. Very, very cool. And there's a very big Filipino community inside the great city of Las Vegas. So that should be a big help and a big advantage for you, I would hope. And I hope you can turn the Filipino-American community to the right, conservative, because I know they're very family-oriented. And I'm sure they love making money, capitalism. And I'm sure they love having personal freedom. So you think you could turn Filipino-Americans into loyal Republicans? That's the goal?
Absolutely. I mean, the problem is the Filipino community back then, when they became an American citizen, the Democratic Party came there to register them and convince them that they're actually Democrats because they're minorities. But if you look at the Filipino value, the Filipino values, our value is freedom, faith, and family. And we just have to re-educate them that you guys are actually not Democrats. You guys are actually hardcore Republicans, because that's why you came here in this country. because you want to have all that opportunity. And for some reason, the brainwashing to the left sold that to them, and now we just have to unsell it and sell that they are actual Republicans. They're not Democrats.
Well, look, it's happening with Latinos. Latino voters are turning very much to the GOP. Latino men are polling in the 70% range to support Trump and the GOP. And so I'm sure we can do the same thing, not just with Filipinos, but with Asian Americans in general, just like Latinos, very family-oriented, very patriotic, love making money, love opening their own small businesses. So there's no reason why Asian Americans, and in particular Filipinos, can't see the exact same GOP light that that Latinos are seeing. And being that you are from an Asian background, I'm sure that what happened in Maui is very upsetting and very personal to you. Do you agree with me that government really failed the people of Hawaii?
You know, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to our brothers and sisters in Maui. And I just want to let them know that, you know, our hearts is always with them. And I believe that Las Vegas, you know, our hometown, they usually call it the Ninth Island because there's a lot of Hawaiian, even Hawaiian Filipinos that actually live here. The only thing that I don't like is how the way this country have helped them. They're giving them $700 in FEMA, and then when they ask, what, Joe Biden, what, you know, about a comment, and it says no comment? What kind of precedent is that? You know,
hey, Ron,
people in Ukraine.
That's what I was going to say. All the billions for Ukraine and a lousy $700 a person. Cheapstake Biden gives a lousy $700 a person to people who have lost their entire lives and maybe their whole families in Maui. It's really an insult. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. Like what you were saying, earlier, the people that follow the fat actually, they burn, but the one that actually disobey the police, they're the one that survives. So what's going on? You know, what kind of elected officials do we have if we're going this direction? An elected official should guide the constituents the positive of life, not putting them in a negative way.
Well, Ron, that was just a small part of it. First of all, there was an official who didn't put the sirens on. My God, they didn't tell anybody the fire was coming. He made all kinds of excuses, but I noticed the next day he resigned. Another official in Hawaii, in Maui, refused to put the water to a higher level so that the pressure would go up and they'd have more water to fight the fire. So people turned on their hose and nothing came out. And all those people died. It's unbelievable. And most importantly, you know what's funny about the fire, Ron? Then we'll get on with your seat, of course. Much more important, but you know, to you at this moment, but to you and I both, what's more important than these wonderful American people in distress in Maui? So I want to stay on this topic just for a minute. It's an island surrounded by an ocean. You mean there weren't helicopters or giant jumbo jets that are retrofitted to put out fires that pick up water from the ocean and drop it on the fire? You're in an island surrounded by ocean. Why didn't they use the ocean to put out the fire? Makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. It's probably with the bad, elected official who handling all those things there that nobody can think of common sense. You know, like what you said, it's surrounded by water.
Yes.
You know, and it still went on fire.
Ron, it's Democrats. Democrats are just clueless. And they're greedy, and they're incompetent, and they are just ignorant, and they don't care about the people. They really don't. Joe Biden could kill us.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theory, but maybe, you know, Democrats want to sell that land and build hotels. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? All I know is for sure the Democrats were so incompetent, and a lot of people died because of their incompetence. But who knows why this happened? Awful lot of people do believe that Lahaina was a poor city, you know, poor and middle class mostly, and the rest of Maui is a bunch of mansions for the wealthy, and suddenly the poor people don't have houses anymore, and the rich people are coming in to buy all the land at 10 cents on the dollar. Kind of funny. Seems kind of funny to me.
Yeah,
let's talk about the number one issue, though, what really matters to everyone in Las Vegas, Ron. I think you will agree. I agree. I think everyone should agree. The economy.
Absolutely. And, you know, the economy has been so bad, you know, that Bidenomics?
Bidenomics, that's what they call it, yeah.
Bidenomics, it's not working out. We're in the higher inflation. The gas is expensive, you know. The value of the dollar is down. Like, I have kids, and we usually go to the supermarket.
Yes,
and
groceries, the worst.
Yeah, groceries, you can buy a lot for $20. Now, the new $20 is a $100 bill. And it's just so bad with the American people, how the way they're living right now. Some of the American people are, before the term living paycheck to paycheck, now they're actually living, credit card to credit card and then the paycheck. It's just ridiculous. It doesn't matter how good your credit is. You know,
a lot of
my friends actually they wanna buy cars. They take care of their bills. They have good credit, and then when they go buy one, even a house, the interest is so high.
And Ron, I got back yesterday. 8%? Ron, I got back yesterday from my P.O. box store here in Vegas, you know, where I collect all my mail, my business mail. And for a year, as of a year ago, they charged me $350 for a year to have the P.O. box. And yesterday I said, what's my new bill? The year is up. $540.
Wow.
Which my math says is up 60% in a year. And I've got a storage unit where I keep a lot of my files, right? That storage unit, Ron, was $100 a month. Then it was $120 a month. Then it was $150 a month. And now they just went to $189 a month. The costs are killing people. Everyone is getting hurt. You can't keep up with the bills. The inflation is roaring.
And, you know, have you heard about that? That, you know, actually this is the all-time high that people are actually using their credit cards. You know, like, what, $1 trillion?
Yeah, all-time high. All-time high. Hey, Ron, we're going to a quick ad. Let me keep you for another segment so we can talk a little bit more about what's going on in Las Vegas and your education platform and some things we need to do to turn this around and beat terrible liberals like Dina Taxis, otherwise known as Dina Titus. Ron Quince, otherwise known as Ron Q, candidate for Congress, Republican, CD1 here in Las Vegas, website ronq4u.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The root's on fire. We'll continue with our guest, Ron Quince, for U.S. Congress in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, because Clay Clark is here in Las Vegas. He's been planning this event for 8 months. He spent $800,000 of his own money. And the minute he got here, he got presented with a new $71,000 bill. I won't say from who. I don't want to knock on anybody. But out of the blue, a new $71,000 bill. This is what it takes to put on an event with 6,000 people attending. He's built this giant amphitheater, newly constructed air-conditioned amphitheater. I think he's got like 100 tons of air conditioning to make it freezing inside for 6,000 people and 70 top conservative speakers from all over the United States. It all starts tomorrow. And I was just with him, and I know he sold out, so there's no use in advertising him anymore, right? Except he said that every day, liberals put pressure and people drop out. So a few drop out every day, 10 here, 10 there. So there might be like 30 seats left. So he said, go ahead and promote it, because there's a few seats still left, and there may be a few more an hour from now and a few more an hour after that, as a few people get cold feet because they're scared. Liberals try and, you know, pressure them not to go and intimidate them. So here's the deal. Contact them at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. And you put in the promo code WAR. Enter WAR for Wayne Allyn to get the best price on tickets. You can name your price that you can afford. And also a chance to win backstage passes and hang out with me and Don Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Lara Trump and Roger Stone and Dr. Peter McCullough and Roseanne Barr and General Michael Flynn. Just a great group of people for this event. It is tomorrow and Saturday. We've been talking about it for months, and it all starts tomorrow. Timetofreeamerica.com, promo code WAR. All right, Ron Quince is with us, otherwise known as Ron Q, candidate for Congress in District 1, CD1, to unseat the infamous Dina Taxes, otherwise known as Dina Titus. He is a businessman. He's a philanthropist, and his website is ronq4u.com. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Wayne.
So your constituents tell you that the most important local issue, or the two most important local issues, are education and crime and safety. And I know that's right, because look at Virginia, right? In Virginia, A blue state, we elected a Republican governor, Youngkin, Glenn Youngkin. His issues 24 hours a day were education, 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 parental rights, and the GOP didn't learn that lesson and didn't use it in 2022, and they should have. And so I hope you're going to use parental rights as a big issue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Absolutely. And, you know, once I'm elected in Congress, the first bill that I'm going to pass, multiple bills actually, but for education, one is a federal school voucher for school choice. We should equip our children with the right teachers, the right school, and rather than getting bullied and getting intimidated, we want to make sure it's safety for them to go to school so that's where they can learn. Second, what I would pass is teachers evaluation. Kind of like when you and I own businesses, we know when we have employees, we do an annual review to make sure that they're doing a good job. If not, then they just don't get a raise. But they're the one that's doing the best for us. Of course we have to provide a raise for them. And third, instead of us putting the money only for the admin, we need to give more money to the teachers that are actually doing a good job on school, teaching our children, and also making sure that the money goes to the school, to the classroom, not to the admin, not to the...
When you say admin, you mean the administrative people, right? The people who are in the administration, yeah.
Correct.
Who do nothing. They never go to a classroom. Never step foot in the classroom.
Yeah, nothing go to a classroom. And the thing is, like, why the state of Nevada is paying an empty land for a school site, and we have a 30-year lease that we haven't even built any classroom yet?
Right.
That's ridiculous. And you know, we put so the state of Nevada put so much money in education. We're talking about, you know, when they sold the commerce tax. Remember back in the
yes.
days
yes.
when they sold that to us, right? This is for the children, it's for the education. And then they did the weed taxes. It's supposed to be for school, right? But I don't see any of them going to the school district. Our state is still number 50. Actually, it's 51 if you include Puerto Rico in education. So as a congressman, what I would do is, like, I would pass this bill and, you know, make sure that the money's actually going to the classroom, not going somewhere else, going to some admin.
And if you love your children, not only do you want to see them get educated, but you also want to make sure they're not victims of crime. So in just the minute or so we have left, please give me a very quick idea of how you would fight crime and this huge increase in crime going on in Las Vegas.
Well, first of all, federally, I would close the border, make sure that there's no criminal, no terrorists, no bad people coming in and out of our country. Second of all, I would put more money on our law enforcement instead of the liberals putting defund the police. Maybe we need to fund the police for our safety. Third but not the least, I want to make sure that every individual will have... Remember back in the days when we used to have neighborhood watch? And the neighbors are actually watching each other.
Yes.
We need to implement that.
We
need to go back to that society again. Because what happens, the only person that's going to help us is each other. And we need to bring humanity back. Because the problem is like, you know, people are doing all their own business, and I think the liberals did that to us, so that's why they want us to be isolated, rather than be, like, friendly.
Ron, I'm with you. I'm with you. We're up against the news breaks. So we got to run. Ron Quince, otherwise known as Ron Q., running for United States Congress to unseat Dina Titus, CD1, website ronq4u.com. Thank you, Ron.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.